life well lived. Old age should be a lot of things, but it should not be rushed. I know from experience. I was pronounced old before my time. I was working on the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in England, and I suffered an injury while shooting the musical number Toot Sweets. If you recall that, it was an elaborate production number set in a confectionery kitchen that celebrated the invention of a revolutionary new candy, the Toot Sweet. Before the scene, I did not take the time to warm up. I never warmed up back then. And in the part of the dance where we spin around on bakery carts in a mix of ballet and acrobatics, I felt the muscle in the back of my left leg pop like a rubber band that snaps and loses its elasticity. Then, oh boy, did it start to hurt. I sloughed it off, of course, or tried to. I told myself it was a simple muscle pull, and in the spirit of show business, the scene must continue. But when the pain not only persisted, but grew worse, to the point where I couldn't even pretend to walk normally or limp with a covert abnormality, I feared the damage might be more severe. What did I know? I had never been injured before. I took a few days off and rested my leg, but the throbbing continued. Someone on the crew found me a doctor. I'm not a fan of doctor visits for anything more than regular maintenance, my annual check under the hood, you know, but I had to see a professional about this injury. The doctor saw me right away and took x-rays. A short time later, he delivered a startling diagnosis, severe arthritis. My God, he said, tapping his finger against the x-ray and shaking his head gravely. You're covered with arthritis from head to foot. I'm surprised you could dance. I have never seen so much arthritis in a single person. What about a married person? I hoped the joke might lighten the seriousness of his delivery. It didn't. Married or single, you are literally suffused with arthritis, he said. Well, what about the pain in my leg, I asked. It's arthritis. This was not a joking matter, he explained. The condition was serious, far worse than a muscle tear, and it was only going to get worse. Within 5 to 7 years, you will be using a walker, if not a wheelchair, he said. A walker? A wheelchair? Those words upended my relationship to the world, my center of gravity, like everybody else, was under my own 2 feet. And I was being told those 2 feet of mine were about to be rendered lame, if not useless. The prognosis scared me to death, to the point where I did something rash, something downright defiant. I stood up in the examining room, and I started to move. Not just move, I lit into a dance, as if proving to myself I could still order my body to do a soft shoe anytime I wanted, despite the pain in my leg. The doctor was astonished. My God, he said, as if he was watching a dead man start to breathe again. My God, indeed. That was in 1967. I was 40 years old, and I've not stopped moving ever since. Nor do I plan to hit the stop button anytime soon. I'm 89 years old as I write this at my home in Malibu, California, which means I'm in my 90th year on this planet. And by definition, I'm old. Very old, I suppose. Older than the average male, who now lives to be 76.4 years old. The average female lives to be 81.2. But if you're 65 or thereabouts today, your life expectancy is even longer. You should start thinking of 65 as the new 40. In other words, you aren't old yet. You are merely on the launching pad of old age. I never considered myself old until I was asked to share my tips and thoughts on old age here. I don't act old. I don't feel it. I don't think like an old person, whatever that means. But according to Wikipedia, old age consists of ages nearing or surpassing the life expectancy of human beings, and thus the end of the human life cycle. If you keep reading that definition, it includes susceptibility to disease, limited ability to bounce back from illness, increased frailty, memory loss, loneliness, and so on. Doesn't paint a very rosy picture. I'm not going to deny the harsh realities of living a long life because I've experienced my share of them, but there is a flip side to old age, and as a card-carrying the glasses half-full optimist, I'm going to unfurl the gray flag, wave it proudly, and declare that getting old does not have to be a dreary weather report. In 99.9% of the stories I've heard, it's better than the alternative, if only because you get to see what happens next. I mean, how can you not be curious?